Today, we will be reading Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 22. Before we begin reading, let's pray. Father God, Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Teach us about you. Help us to see you in a new way. Lord, I pray that you would work in our hearts. Make us open and ready to hear your word, to do what you ask us to do, and to follow you, that we might live a life that pleases and honors you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 22. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So you must be careful to do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for the people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when you have succeeded, you make them twice as much a child of hell as you are. Woe to you, blind guides! You say, if anyone swears by the temple, it means nothing, but anyone who swears by the gold of the temple is bound by that oath. You blind fools! Which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? You also say, if anyone swears by the altar, it means nothing. But anyone who swears by the gift on the altar is bound by that oath. You blind men, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? Therefore, anyone who swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it, and anyone who swears by the temple swears by it and by the one who dwells in it, and anyone who swears by heaven swears by God's throne and by the one who sits on it." In today's reading, Jesus once again teaches and speaks against the religious leaders of his day. And so there are several important things that stand out. First, in the first part, he's really attacking them for their hypocrisy, for their outward show of religion, while inwardly they are far from God. On the outside, they do things to make other people think, oh, wow, that man is very close to God. Yet inwardly, they are far from him. They do different things. In verse 5, it talks about making their phylacteries wide. What is that? Well, in their Jewish tradition, they would sometimes take little scrolls of paper and write on it verses or passages from the Bible. Well, the Pharisees would make these very big, and then they would tie them to their forehead or to their arm, and they would make them much larger than most people would, and walk around trying to show how great they were. Their tassels on their garments. Sometimes they would wear special clothes to show that they were different, and they would do it even more extremely than God had told them to, trying to impress other people, wanting the place of honor at banquets, in important seats, love being called rabbi and being greeted with honor. All of these are outward show. They loved the outward appearance of being very, very religious, very close to God, and being respected for it. All they cared about was the outward appearance. And Jesus is saying it must go further than that. It must go into our hearts. We need to be more concerned with what is in our heart than with what comes from the outside. As he talks about not being called rabbi or teacher. Rabbi means teacher. Or being called father or instructor or Messiah. What he's really getting at is he does not want us to try to put ourselves on a higher level than other people. He doesn't want us to exalt ourselves, to make ourselves more important than the people around us. Instead, he tells us in verse 12, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled. Those who put themselves higher will be brought low. And those who humble themselves will be exalted. God will honor those who make themselves low, who don't become proud, but instead they are humble. They don't think too much of themselves. They put other people first. That is the life God is calling us to. Not to walk around trying to get everyone else to say, oh, what a great person he is. What a great person she is. No. God wants us to be humble. That is a character quality that he wants to grow in our lives. But we didn't see that in the Pharisees. They were not humble. They were very proud. They would walk around, and because of their position, they wanted to look great. And they would give instructions and say, oh, you must do all of these things. But they weren't things from God. Instead, they were rules of the Pharisees, all for outward appearance, but not really transforming the heart. And so Jesus begins to condemn them. He says, woe to you. And that's basically a phrase which he means you are very bad. You have been condemned. You are worthy of punishment. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees. And what he condemns them for are several things. He says that they shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. That they often, rather than leading people to the kingdom of God, with all of their extra rules and legal standards, you have to do this and that and that and that, they actually end up pushing people away from God. Next, he condemns them that they go trying to bring people to their side or to do things like them. But he says when they're done, that person is just as bad as they are. They're actually further from God. And the reason, once again, is that they are trying to do everything by themselves. They are trying to just care about what it looks like on the outside. But their hearts are rebellious. You see, the problem is God does not care only about the outside. God cares about our heart. We have to be in love with Him, not with the praise of man. We should be doing things to honor Him, not to receive honor ourselves. And the Pharisees had it backwards. Rather than depending on God, they were trying to depend on themselves. Rather than showing how great God is, they were trying to make themselves be the ones who looked great. And they were, in many ways, trying to take the place of God. Next, he talks about swearing, and that apparently they would be very, very detailed and minute in what you could swear by. And I'll be honest, this sounds very strange to me. But apparently they were always looking for little loopholes, ways to get out of keeping an oath or a promise. And so they would say, oh, well, if you swear by the temple, oh, that's okay, you do not have to keep the oath. But if you swear by the gold in the temple, oh, you do have to keep that promise. If you swear by the altar, it's okay, you do not have to do what you promised to do. But if you swear by the gift on the altar, you have to keep that. And it was, I think, from the way it sounds, it was ways to trick people. That they would promise by the temple, but really in their hearts they were saying, oh, this is not true. But I'm promising by the temple, not the gold in the temple, so I'm okay. And Jesus is saying, if you are swearing, if you are promising something, if you are making an oath, keep it. Do it. Whether you are swearing by the temple, by the altar, by heaven, you are swearing by things that are very sacred, and you are taking down their importance in your mind, in the mind of others. These are things that are reserved for God, yet you are treating them very badly. I think the biggest thing that I take away and apply to my own life from this is two things. First of all, to remember to focus and think about my heart. That it is my heart that is most important. I can try to look great on the outside, but the Bible says God doesn't look at the outward appearance. God looks at my heart. It is what is inside my heart, my mind. Those are the things that must be pure. And if I maintain an outward appearance of goodness for other people, but I don't bring my heart under control of God, then I am not honoring Him. God is calling us to a change of heart, a change of life, not just on the outside, not just when people can see it, but true change in our very soul, in our very heart. That's what God is calling us to. The second thing is humility. That oftentimes we try to make ourselves look great. We try to impress other people. We look for power. We look for positions of authority to make ourselves feel better about ourselves. But God calls us to humility. God calls us to think of ourselves less. And it's not necessarily low self-esteem or putting ourselves down, as it is lifting each other up. Rather than trying to make myself more important and make others see how important I am, it is for me to see others as more important than myself. As Jesus says and talks about, he talks about being a servant, and that is what I am to do. That rather than trying to get everybody else to treat me as great, I need to treat them as if they are wonderful, as if they are great, because they are. God made them, and God wants me to serve others. And so we need to be humble and put others before ourselves and look for ways to serve. So how will you serve today? How will you find a way to serve someone else today and put them first? And second, what part of your heart do you need to give to God? Something that maybe on the outside no one knows or sees. But God sees our heart. God sees the attitudes that we keep hidden from other people. Is there something that you need to bring to God and ask Him to help you? God is one who gives us a new heart. He can give us a new attitude in life if we will come to Him and ask Him. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would help us not to be consumed or concerned only with the outside, but to realize that you care about our hearts. And only you can give us a new heart. Lord, I pray that you would help us also today to be concerned with others and to put others before ourselves. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.